News. I'm Laura Winters. Shake, rattle, and roll. Aftershocks still being felt after that rare 4.8 magnitude earthquake hitting the Northeast, the epicenter in the town of Lebanon, New Jersey, that's about 50 miles away from New York City. For a period of time on Friday, ground stops at the New York area airports, including Newark, New Jersey, LaGuardia, and JFK, as runways were inspected for cracks, more than 600 flights delayed, more than 30 canceled. Dave Collins has more.
You cannot plan for this. There's no early warnings. There's no weather service that can tell you an earthquake is imminent.
The U.S. Geological Survey confirms a 4.8 magnitude earthquake occurred with the epicenter in Lebanon, New Jersey. Social media posts started popping up from folks feeling the shake from New York City to Long Island, upstate New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. I'm Dave Collins.
A historic event taking place on Monday, but now the possibility of cloud cover remains a concern along the path of totality for Monday's total solar eclipse. USA's John Schaefer says Mother Nature may mess up your viewing. Here's his report.
According to the latest information from the National Weather Service, individuals from Texas through Arkansas and potentially in Ohio, northwestern Pennsylvania, and western New York may experience obstacles in viewing the eclipse. Northern New England and the regions stretching from southern Missouri to central Indiana have been identified as areas with the most favorable conditions for clear viewing.
Turning now to sports, the Final Four semifinal games tonight in Glendale, Arizona. First up, the game between Purdue and NC State at 6:09 Eastern, and then number one UConn and number four Alabama play at 8:49 p.m. Monday night is the national championship game starting at 9:20 Eastern. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
A check now on your money, the Dow gaining 307 points at the close Friday, the market reacting to news that 300,000 new jobs added in March. That's 100,000 more than expected. The NASDAQ up almost 200 points, the S&P 500 up 57.
We're going to move heaven and earth to rebuild this bridge as rapidly as humanly possible.
In other news, President Biden touring the port of Baltimore where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed after a huge cargo ship hit it.
The damage is devastating, and our hearts are still breaking. Eight construction workers went to the water when the bridge fell. Six lost their lives. Most are immigrants, but all were Marylanders. Hard working, strong, and selfless.
And here's Maryland Governor, Democrat Wes Moore.
The city of Baltimore is stronger today than ever before.
To the Middle East now, after a phone call between President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel is ramping up aid flow to Gaza. President Biden urging leaders in Egypt and Qatar to press Hamas for a deal with Israel to release the 99 hostages still being held since the terrorist attack back on October 7th. National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby telling reporters,
one of the messages that the president had for Prime Minister Netanyahu was, let's get this done. Let's get a deal in place so that we can get a ceasefire for a matter of weeks in place.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.